Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, and welcome to Why Did You Make Me Watch That? With me, Holly Frew.
And me, Ronan Warfield.
Hi, Ronan.
Hey, Holly. How are you?
Good. I was just about to say I got a new phone last week.
You got a new phone.
I got a new phone.
What'd you get?
So I went from, I went from your old secondhand Huawei.
That's right, yeah.
It was like the P20.
Yeah.
And then I went for the Samsung.
Very nice. Do you know what model it is?
It's the S20. So it's not the S21, which is the brand new one.
It's exactly the S20.
Is that your S20 one? Oh, look, and it's navy as well. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. There you go. Boom.
But
I cracked mine just today. Can you see the crack in the screen? See in the corner there?
Oh, it's a tiny one in the corner. Okay.
But it actually goes right across.
Oh, no. How was that?
I dropped a kit near the car, getting to work, and smashy. So, yeah.
Do you have a cover on it? No.
No, I don't. I have insurance, though, so I'll be hitting that up pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's for, you know.
It is what it's for. And in fairness, you've had that probably a little since.
Well, I like changing phones every year, and I've had this over a year, so it's overdue.
Yeah. But actually, when I was looking at the, sorry for everyone who's like, zoning out because of the phone talk. It's like, this is probably like one of the most like annoying conversations that we could have.
Because I'm such a techno nerd, if this was happening on a podcast, I'd be like, oh, go on, yeah, keep going. Yeah.
And I'm like turning off, speeding through like just 15, 15, 15.
Yeah.
But basically, there's very little difference between this in terms of the technology and the S21. And apart from like the camera being better in the S21
specs,
use
your mind over.
Exactly. So it was either get this for a minimum amount of money added to it, and or else pay £300 extra for like the S21. So I was just like, no, I'll just go to the S20.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, now, and plus I like Samsung as well.
Yeah, but next on my hit list is the folding phone. I want it now.
No, Ronan. Do you remember those folding phones? I worked in a phone shop around the Samsung Flip original. Mm. What was that model?
It's not the same, all right? It's not the same.
It was the absolute worst phone. Like
it's got the folding screen and it's it's cutting edge and shut up. All right. Yeah. I want it and that's it.
We would literally sell those phones. And then the owner would come back within a week of like, the phone doesn't work anymore. It just started fizzling and then it just, fell off the table.
No, this is different. This is different altogether. And
it does, I have to say, like the marketing around those flip phones.
Yeah. It's very slick.
Yeah. It looks super cool. But I'm excited to be back with Samsung, not sponsored by Samsung.
What's that, Holly? Is that it looks like a big bag with a dollar sign being handed to you off screen. What is that? All right, yeah. And what's it saying in the bag? Samsung. All right, okay. Yeah.
You see nothing. I started noticing like my Google apps. I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but with Huawei, because they're obviously stopped sort of doing their Google partnership.
They don't like Google anymore. Yeah.
No.
Like Google doesn't like them.
Yeah. So I just started noticing lots of different things happening with my Google apps and just like not functioning properly and crashing and not being able to update and stuff. So I just thought like I'd return to Samsung.
A wise choice, I think. Wise choice.
Yeah. Thanks. So,
very good. Well, guess what I did this week? Oh, sorry, go on. Will you say more?
It was because my USB-C had actually liquid damage in it, in my phone, and that's really what prompted me to like upgrade, because I couldn't listen to anything from my phone with when it was going through that port. So that's really why.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good a reason to change as any, I guess.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say, guess what I did this week?
Work.
No, I went to the cinema.
Oh my God.
Finally. Yes.
Well
After
done.
It's nearly a 2-year gap. Thanks to COVID, I finally got to the cinema.
Oh, wow. I still haven't gone. So. I should totally go. Okay. Yeah.
Now I went to see Shang-Chi, the new Marvel film.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't expecting much, I'll be honest, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I would definitely recommend it because it's very good. It was very entertaining. And yeah. That was the highlight of my week.
Yeah. Was that the actor who basically said to the creators, or like, you know, there was kind of talks that the movie was going to be made. Mm. And then the main actor was like, star me, you're going to star me in that movie or something like that. And then he's in the movie. It was like that kind of positive thinking.
Oh, like projection. Positive projectors or whatever it's called. All right. Okay. No, I hadn't heard that, but the main guy in it who plays Shang-Chi, he's very good. He's very likable. And there's a whole load of other Chinese actors and actors of Chinese descent, and they're all excellent. It's really good.
Ah.
Yeah. So go see it if you can.
And it's, I don't know who that character is. So is he like...
I hadn't a clue about him beforehand, to be honest with
you.
And I keep a pretty close tab on all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I wasn't familiar at all with him. So
the character hadn't arrived in any of the other...
Like no, just a brand new character to the universe, like Marvel, the universe.
Oh, sorry, Marvel.
Yeah, but it's all tied in. Like, there's appearances from other characters from other films and stuff. So, yeah, it's all.
Oh, sure, they're all fucking. It's all the one. It's all the one.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's its own story, but it also is tied in with the bigger universe. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, like
that was my week.
And was it all spaced out, or did you find it was all? Which cinema did you go to?
I went to Dundrum. It was all spaced out. Yeah. So any cinema I had to book it in were basically booked out because they were only taking on half the bookings.
Yeah.
And basically spreading everyone out.
Yeah. That's actually a good point for anyone who's listening, who's thinking about going to the movies. You can't really rock up on the night anymore because
you have to book it before. And you can't pick a seat that's two seats near anyone else.
Yeah.
On the screen thing. So yeah, there's restrictions in place, but it's all fairly well handled, I have to say. And it was.
Get some popcorn.
Got some popcorn, yeah. Ate that. Had my oversized drink, which had me going to the toilet about 4 times. So yeah.
Oh really? Awesome.
Ah, of course, Jesus, you can't not. They give you a gallon of Diet Coke. You're like, have fun. You're like, okay, thanks. So, I'll just try and hold that for 2.5 hours. Yeah. So,
don't mind me. I'm just gonna wet myself. Me.
Yeah.
Or I meant to go to the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't done that before. Not since the incident.
Just go in with a big nappy on, Ronan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I should be. One of them giant adult diapers. Yeah.
So it's the, like they have that kink fetish, you know. So they have them, you know. They have them for the
man baby thing. Yeah. Not that I know, of course. It's just something I read about on the internet. Anyway.
And if it's on the internet, it's true.
We've gone
over that before, yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. So
there nice we go. One. Anything fun from your side of things?
Oh my God. So basically...
it's a good build up. This better be good.
Oh, well, I signed up for college again.
Again? Yeah.
So
the cycle never ends.
Yeah. The psycho never ends.
The cycle. Cycle never ends.
Not too far. So I did my diploma in data analytics last year, and now I'm doing my higher diploma. So that kicks off next week, and all this week they've had kind of a boot camp for kind of just a little refresher on the coding and just a bit of like refresher on different parts of it, visualization and that kind of stuff. So it's really for people who have just come, who are just going to go straight in, coming from a maybe like working in the area or whatever, not coming from like the past course. So, but I just sort of wanted to double check. I kind of still remembered everything before going into the class because I feel like I've forgotten everything.
You just purged your mind of everything useful, I think. As soon as you were done, like, you're just like, no, that's it. I'm out.
Switch off. I just, yeah. It like, zoom, power down.
Exactly.
But so I was doing that Tuesday, Thursday. Worked on the Late Late Show on Friday. So that was very cool. Back again.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I cut the grass today.
Why is that such a big deal? Is this something you don't normally do?
1,000%. It's not something I normally do, Ronan.
Why not?
First of all, my dad cuts the grass.
Oh, okay.
And then
I always cut my parents' grass.
Yeah. So
like I haven't lived there in like 8 years and I still cut them once a month.
Yeah. So my dad cuts the grass and I actually haven't even turned on a lawnmower. I couldn't turn on the lawnmower. I had to fucking Google. Well, now in fairness,
I'm picturing Homer when he's trying to build a barbecue in the basement. <It's> like, it's pure anger and rage.
With the plans out.
Le grill? What the hell is that?
Oh my God, that was exactly me today. Actually was like, you see, the thing is as well, it's not like a fucking normal lawnmower either. It's like a cordless battery operated lawnmower. So, what? Yeah.
Battery operated?
Yeah, but actually it's absolutely amazing because no cord. So you're not worried about tripping over the cord.
Like I have one of them Dyson Hoover things, the battery or cordless ones that are crap. Like they don't soak up anything. So I'm assuming a lawnmower cordless is equally ineffective or is it all right?
No, it's absolutely brilliant. And it's actually from Aldi.
Oh, okay.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
And the Aldi I only went different lawnmower. But you see, now it's a total, like my dad was like, yeah, it was only like 60 quid. And then the batteries for it are about 60 quid as well. So it's just kind of like, but in fairness though, so it's, you just recharge, kind of the battery, little battery pack thing for it. And you slot that into the, on front of the lawnmower. And it just,
That sounds cool. Yeah.
It's very good, you know, for actually going from front to back in like the front garden rather than having to do the cord and the extension lead and all that kind of stuff. So, I totally recommend getting the cordless, but it did take me a second to actually realize like how it actually fucking works. Cause I had no clue.
You had to Google it. Yeah.
So I did. I watched someone actually very kindly put up a YouTube of this exact model. So
I do like it when people put up stuff for stuff that like to 99% of people would be completely simple and easy.
Yeah.
But like just the 1% of people just aren't getting it. I always do that with like, you know, stuff with the car or whatever. Like, how do I pop the hood on this particular car?
Exactly. Cause it's just like certain things are just different for like different models and stuff.
Mm.
But so I was absolutely like this guy on YouTube. I was like, thank you so much. You're so good. It's like the best thing ever. Okay. So that's probably enough chit chat because I'm actually looking at the time. I'm like, oh my God, we haven't even started our movies yet.
No.
We'll
press on.
Yeah. Who went first last time?
I believe it was yourself. Was it?
Was it me for?
I can't remember.
Okay. Sure, you go on if you want to go first.
I'll go first. I'll go first. Okay. So the last time we spoke, we said that we were going to pick a recent reject from the list
for each other, of films
that we'd given each other. And you selected for me The Lincoln Lawyer, which stars Mr. Matthew McConaughey. It's on Amazon Prime. So The Lincoln Lawyer comes to us from 2000 and when I bring up my notes. This is 2011. It's a courtroom drama type film directed by Brad Furman. It's based on the novel of the same name. So we've got an all-star cast. We've got Matthew McConaughey, Marissa Tomei, Ryan Felipe, William H. Macy, John Leguizamo, Michael Peña, and loads of other recognizable faces, Brian Cranston. So it's an all-star cast. So Matthew McConaughey plays the lawyer of the title. It's the Lincoln lawyer. He basically does most of his business when he's not in the courtroom from the back of his black Lincoln car, which is chauffeur driven by Earl, played by Lawrence Mason. So yeah, he does most of his business in the back of that car, and hence the name, the Lincoln lawyer. So he makes his money essentially by defending people who are pretty guilty, we'd say, is a nice way of putting it. So that basically
pretty dodgy characters.
Dodgy characters, yeah. So doesn't seem to be anything too, like, you know,
heavy,
like morally wrong or morally heavy on it. But we find out throughout the film that he does have an old client who was put away for life for murder, who swore blind he was innocent, and Matthew McConaughey got him to plead guilty so he wouldn't get the death penalty. So this is something that evidently still sticks around with him. But other than that, he's basically just defending small-time crooks and getting them off, essentially. You know, members of a biker gang or something with drugs and whatnot. So this makes him a go-to guy for people who are quite obviously guilty and want to get off. And that's how he's brought to the attention of Ryan Phillippe, who plays Louis Roulet. Poor Ryan Phillippe, he's just typecast as the spoiled rich kid, isn't he, for the rest of his life.
I don't think
he's getting away from that ever. But he essentially plays the exact same character he does in all of his other films. Basically, he has been arrested for the very brutal, rape and assault of a prostitute. And it looked like it was going to progress to murder, had two neighbors of the lady not intervened, and he was then arrested. Ryan Phillippe swears blind that he is innocent. And this is what sort of brings back sort of echoes of the previous case where Michael Peña swore blind he was innocent too. So he takes on the case. Ryan Phillippe is the basically playboy rich kid, son of a Hollywood real estate mogul, played by Francis Fisher. So essentially the money at his disposal is unlimited, so he names his fee and takes on the case and blah blah blah. So as he delves into the case, him and his investigator, who's Frank, played by William H. Macy, they basically uncover evidence to suggest that not only was Ryan Phillippe guilty of this particular crime, because his story that he tells Matthew McConaughey kind of falls apart pretty quickly, but not only is he guilty of this, but he also is probably quite likely guilty of the crime previous that Michael Peña is doing life for. So dun dun dun, indeed. So
it's all very
like, you know, uncover this stuff as he digs deeper. But because he has agreed to take on Ryan Phillippe as a client, and because of client attorney confidentiality, he essentially can't do anything but basically go ahead and defend them as best he can. So while essentially he has this
situation
essentially, where he has to defend them, but also that he knows that he's guilty and also guilty of something far worse. That would be essentially it. I can't really get more into it without giving away what happens, because that brings us to halfway through the film essentially. It's a solid enough film. It's not the best film ever made, and it's certainly not the best directed film ever made. Like, everyone acts well in it, and there's nobody really bad in it, but there were certain things that kind of bugged me about it. Like, there's like stuff that they try to basically make it more exciting by just doing pointless crash zooms and flash edits and stuff like that. Like, that
bugged
me. So that's quite of the time as well. Yeah, I suppose it was early 2010s, isn't it? That was kind of a thing at the time, yeah. But other than that, it's a solidly written, solidly acted. I don't think, without all the stars in it, it probably wouldn't have been any more well-received than an episode of Law and Order, essentially. But
yeah, fair enough.
It's a grand. It's a midweek movie that'll kill 2 hours. It's a good watch, you know. It's,
yeah, I definitely.
It keeps you guessing and it keeps you going. Like,
yeah, I watched it from the Netflix. Like, have you something or the little function that they have on the app of do you want to watch something, and they throw you up a
random selection.
Yeah. And the randomizer. And yes. I watched it through that. And then I was just like, I was actually surprised. I hadn't seen it. I hadn't heard about it. And then it was like, but actually that makes sense, because I actually went away traveling around.
Of course, you were gone around this time. Yeah, yeah. That's
so, I was just like, actually, that was a really good, it was one of those good thrillers that I never actually ever watched. So that's why I was like, oh, I wonder, have you watched it?
Yeah, no, like I said, it's not the worst film ever. And it certainly keeps you entertained and keeps you guessing. There's a nice little twist at the end, which I appreciated. But
it's,
yeah,
definitely one to watch, midweek, you know, when you're sort of...
Yeah, when you're, if there's nothing on the telly and you don't want to, you know, get too horrified or offended by anything, then this is perfect. Like, you know, it's a good midweek watch.
Yeah.
That's essentially it. I feel like this was kind of like a star-making vehicle for Matthew McConaughey, because up to this point, I think he'd just done the crappy rom-coms and adventure films.
Yeah.
So this is definitely him stepping into the more serious stuff, which, of course, we know is primarily known for.
Thing now, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of his go-to type of film. But, also Marissa Tomei, I didn't mention, also in it, as his ex, who's also a DA. Who essentially would be the opposing side of his particular job. Like, he's there to get people off and she's there to put people away.
Yeah.
So, but they're also ex-husband and wife. But they still have a good relationship and a daughter together and stuff. So that kind of plays into a deeper sort of a relationship between the two. All in all, like I said, there's no weak link in it. But yeah, it could have been a bit more thoughtfully directed, I guess, and edited, but other than that's grand. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Film. Ah, yeah. So that you would be my, are glad.
I believe I will fall on the side of being glad you made me watch this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
nice one.
Yeah.
Right. Well, your choice that you gave me was Watchmen.
Mm. Controversial, I know.
Why is it controversial?
Because you had such issues.
Oh, because I could not find the film on the platforms. And then, so I watched Watchmen series.
The film was, up until about 5 minutes ago, on Netflix.
I know, it's so mad the way they just ripped them off. Because I'd
seen it pop up so many times, and that's where I got it. It's like, I must make her watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's been on there for years. And the minute you go and look for it, it's gone. So thanks, Netflix. You suck.
Just kidding. He's just kidding. He's no, just I'm not. Kidding.
What's that red dot on my forehead?
Ronan, hello? The screen's just gone black, everyone. That's not him laughing. That's me laughing.
That's the guy. That's the guy with the gun.
I watched the series, because the series is on film. On you Sky.
The series.
Yeah.
So.
So it stars Regina King. Actually, I just have this. I actually made handwritten notes for this, but so it stars Regina King, Don Johnson, even Tim Blake Nelson, Andrew Howard, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, Yeah, there's a big cast in this. Jeremy Irons is in there too. So basically, I just watched the first two episodes. And
did you have a clue what was happening?
No, I had no clue. I had no clue about the characters. So I just went in totally
completely blind. Yeah.
Completely blind.
Yeah. For those who don't know, like, the TV series is actually a sort of sequel to the film. It's actually a sequel to the comic book. The novel, the graphic novel, direct sequel to that, but a sort of sequel to the film. So
okay, So, the first episode, anyway, if anyone hasn't seen it, or I'll just give a quick like rundown of what sort of happens. So we see a child basically in the midst of, he's watching, well, the kid is watching a movie in a cinema, and his mom is like playing the piano because it's of that time. It's 1920s in Tulsa. And it actually kicks off when the Black Wall Street Massacre in Tulsa happens. So that's
a real event. I only realized after.
Like, the Tulsa bombings was basically a KKK riot of white supremacy over this sort of thriving Black industrial city. And it just basically in one day knocked it and absolutely devastated the whole area. So we see this little kid in the midst of all of this carnage, basically, and he gets put on a sort of put in like a little coach and taken out outside the town and left with a little boy, or sorry, a little baby, and with a little sign. What does the sign say again? It says, look after, I think it says like, look after this boy. Watch over this boy is what it says. So the boy picks up the baby, all of his, like his parents and the other people that they were escaping with from the troubles were all killed. So he's just there left picking up this baby and walking away to safety. So that's kind of like initially, it's like, you know, hugely like race, you know, has a massive impact on the story. And then we have modern day, and we see there's a traffic cop pulls over a guy on the side of the road, and he calls it in, but in doing so, the guy from the car actually gets out and shoots the cop. And we can see the guy who's who shoots the cop is wearing, is there Rorschach. Like, I wasn't too sure how. So he's wearing a Rorschach mask. So anyway, they think this, you think this cop is actually dead, but he's not. He's actually in hospital. And that's kind of, and you can see the chief of police is there, and it's so it's sort of, you kind of sort of get the impression like it's actually a real, like obviously it's a big deal when a cop gets shot, but you can see there's something kind of underlining, like, you know, there's some issues here. And then you see Regina King. So we meet her in the classroom. She's doing a career day, and she's talking about her life as a bakery, but then she also lets the kids know that she used to be a cop, and then she wasn't a cop anymore because she got shot, and she decided to change career. And she was like, that's before cops wore masks, see, because all of the cops wear masks in this, and to not disclose their identity.
Just when you start getting the impression that it's not our reality, but it's like an alternate version of reality, like
And so you very much know it's not our reality, because then she goes, gets the kid or her child who's in the class, and they go home, and then all of a sudden it starts raining squid from the sky. So that's really random. Anyway, she gets this like 911 message on her beeper, and she drops the kid home, and she has to go into her bakery. And we can see from the outset that this bakery isn't actually a bakery. It's like a little lair for her to get her. I have written here, she changes into a badass, because I don't really know even what her.
She has a vigilante name. Let's see if we can bring it up. I think it's Black Knight or something, or Dark Knight or something. So a play on night or something.
Because it's all black, and it's kind of like it's sort of like a long leather coat and sort of, she looks super cool anyway.
She does. She's a badass.
So she goes into her bakery, changes. So, you know, she's going to do something. She goes and arrests this guy. And we figure, or we see, the chief of police. And he's giving a presentation to a load of other cops. And it's basically, he's playing them a video from the 7th Cavalry. So it's a group that are basically all white supremacists, but they wear this Rorschach mask. And so Regina King's character is actually like a kind of a, she's like a cop superhero.
She still works in the police department as like a masked detective sort of thing.
Yeah.
But nobody's supposed to know who her real identity is.
Yeah. So there's like regular police sitting around watching this presentation, and they're wearing their police regular uniform on with their like face masks.
Yellow masks. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like got her full gear on. And then we also meet LG and Red, and their other sort of super detectives as well in this sort of world. So basically, we know that there's like this terrorist organization. It's a white supremacy group. It's called the 7th Cavalry, and it's going to do bad things to the city, basically. They're like, we're back, you know. And Don Johnson, being the chief police, is trying to like coordinate like an effort to try and bring these guys down. So Regina King has already actually arrested a guy, and she has him in her trunk, and she gets information from him. So they basically launch a little attack. This is all in the first episode. So they launch an attack on this group that they have whereabouts of where they are. And that all kind of goes to plan. They do what they need to do. And then Regina King and Don Johnson end up having like dinner with their family. So it's a very nice kind of, they have a good relationship. And then we see Regina King. So everyone goes home, and Regina King gets a call, and I don't know whether to say what happens at the end of the first episode, but a very important character is after being lynched.
Well, if you're going to talk about episode two, you kind of have to.
I know.
Spoil it, don't you?
Yeah. So
you can leave it there if you like.
So basically,
don't want to spoil it. That's your setup for episode one, essentially.
Yeah, but basically it's what you call it. It is the I never actually told you about that guy, but when she goes to her bakery that first day that we see her.
Oh, the alpha.
An older guy in a wheelchair sitting outside saying, could I lift? Do you think I could lift 200 pounds? And she's like, who the fuck are you, weirdo? And then we see, like literally at the end, the cliffhanger for episode one is this old guy in a wheelchair, and he's like beside someone who's hanging from a tree. And he has the letter that the little boy had at the very beginning.
He's basically a little boy.
So you can see that he's that actual little boy. So there's like a very long running storyline there somewhere, but you've kind of yet to uncover what's actually going to happen.
It all plays out.
And I don't really want to go too far into what happens after that, but basically in conversation with that older guy, he tells Regina King that, you know, there's a big, like, there's trouble a brewing, basically. And so, you know, she's like, I still don't know who the fuck you are, but like, yeah, whatever. So there's so much. Also, Jeremy Irons is in this, And they flick to him in this first episode as well. And the second, more so actually in the second episode.
Yeah, more so in the second.
But so he's like in this alternate timeline. So essentially we have kind of like that boy at the very beginning. And obviously we know he's the older man. And then the boy is like, it plays a little role in the front, in the start of the episode two as well. But Jeremy Irons is in this like 20s, 30s era in, I guess, England, maybe? I'm not too sure. And
well, it won't be any spoiler for you, but he's not in the past or anything or in a different time, and he's actually in the present. It's where he is what's going to fuck with your head.
I was thinking he could be in the present.
Yeah, he is,
because he kind of refers to props as the people, and it's kind of like they're in on the situation, like his so you meet his like maid and like butler, and they seem to kind of be very weird, and so it's like they're not they're almost like zombies or something. But you see more about why they're like that in episode two. But so I just kind of couldn't really place. So yeah, I got the impression that that was actually, it's sort of a false time.
False reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, very interesting. Lots of big themes. Obviously, racism is a huge one because it's they're fighting like the terrorism that is white supremacy. And they are, yeah, it's just, but then as well, it's just, I guess, the whole, they're not, well, so far, I can't see like any superhero, like they don't seem to be, no one is evidently like done anything that a normal human being is capable of.
Yeah.
So it all seems kind of like fairly normal in that sense. I thought there was going to be like lasers or superhuman strength or something.
Well, I'll give you a little background, seeing how like I wouldn't watch any more now without watching the film itself, but because that'll open up a lot more to it. But essentially you're dealing with an alternate reality where costumed vigilantes have been commonplace since the 30s, essentially. It's also a reality where America won the Vietnam War and Vietnam became the 51st state of America.
Okay, so that's why Regina King's character said that she's actually from, grew up in Vietnam.
She lived in Vietnam, yeah. So that's another thing. There is one, it's not a spoiler, to say that there is one actual superpowered person in the whole universe. And he was a big part of the film, and he becomes a big part of the TV show as well. But I won't tell you how and why. What else does it work around? Like in this reality, Richard Nixon had 3 terms as president, and that's how he won the Vietnam War. Basically, he got a 3rd term and then enlisted the help of this supernatural superhero to win the war for America. And then also in this reality, instead of Ronald Reagan being an actor who becomes the president, it's Robert Redford. And that's why in the classroom, they're talking about Redfordations for black people.
Basically
just Robert Redford. It's in this reality, Robert Redford is supposed to have introduced all this compensation for black people for past crimes. But in reality, it was Native Americans who got that. It has parallels with the real world and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd watch the film before you go any further if you're interested, because it's super dense and it's not going to make a lick of sense to you.
Right.
You don't know what's happening.
I mean, even just from what you've said there, I understand what I've watched more.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you're right. I should actually go and watch the movie first. But definitely, I guess, like if you've watched the movie, then this would be right up your alley. Cause like
if you watched and liked the movie, this is going to be right up your street. Exactly. Yeah. Cause the movie is very polarizing as well. It's one of those films where like people loved it or they were like, I don't like it at all.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
So
cool.
Very Marmite-y. But yeah, so I'm sorry you had to watch that without knowing what the hell was going on. But
no, but like, I mean, in fairness, I feel like what I've watched, I've understood from just watching. Obviously, there is that background stuff, but like, I wonder if I was to actually continue watching this, I'm pretty sure like the writers would know to add in little snippets of backstory to, you know, so that it would be a standalone. They couldn't make this series without kind of, you know, just sort
giving
of
it
saying,
its own legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it definitely has its own legs, and I suppose you could soldier through it without knowing the history or what have you, but it's a much better viewing if you do know the history.
Yeah.
Because you get a lot more out of it. And like, there's a lot of flashbacks and stuff that happened in the comic book. Which, again, if you know what happens in the comic book and why, then you're going to be like, oh my God, mind blown. But I'd watch the film. Like I said, it's a sort of sequel to the film, because the ending of the film had to change the ending of the comic book just to make it more cinematic.
Yeah.
In a big way. But this TV show is definitely a sequel more of the book than the film.
Okay.
Purely because of that ending and the way they changed it.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
If you end up watching the film, I'll talk more.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad she made me watch it. It was interesting and it was like entertaining. It was something completely different
different. And it only gets more mental after this.
Yeah. No, that was good.
Interesting. Yeah. It was interesting to see how you'd react knowing nothing about what had happened before.
Do you think I got it?
Yeah, you definitely got it. You got all the teams and all the rest of it. I kind of likened it to when I brought Lisa to the Avengers, the second one, Avengers Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the second of a two-part film. And she hadn't seen any Marvel movie up to that point, like any of them. I was like, I wonder.
That's a really good idea, Rosalind. That's a really good one to go see. Like the part two of a two-part in a film that she's never.
Which is the end of an 18 film arc.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder, was she know anything about what's going on? And lo and behold, she loved it. Like, she thought it was a great one. So
see, that's it.
Her the rundown of the story, like, so she knew what was happening. Like,
yeah. They have to make these movies and series and stuff. Like, they have to make them stand alone, because like there's so many people that haven't watched like all fucking 30,000 like Marvel or DC.
They can't just cater to the nerds. They have to cater to the general audience.
So yeah.
You being the general audience, me being the nerd in The Simpsons. Definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Rose, you don't have to go that hard on us.
Dork.
Okay, so for next week, this is our 20th episode, Ronan.
Oh, happy 20th episode.
Happy 20th.
Cheers.
So for our 21st episode, oh my God, that feels berserk. Actually, I need to see when is our anniversary? Because it can't be, it's going to be half, we've done one a week, so it's going to be like 20, it's going to be another 6 months.
Until
six
what?
Months
what milestone this? Are you thinking of?
Year.
A year, 1 year. Right.
Yeah, so it's going to be 52. Yeah.
Yeah.
My head just went into 20 weeks, that must be nearly a year.
Candy like, floss mode, you're like, adding maths. Drill.
I know, but so basically we've decided that we're gonna let you, the listener, recommend what film or series that we're gonna watch next week. So what we need you to do is email whydidyoupodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to our socials on Why Did You Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and you can recommend what film or series for Ronan to watch, and then what film or series for me to watch. So that would be awesome.
No adult material, please.
No adult. I don't know, listen.
For myself, I'm like, no, I'm okay. You can give Holly all the porno you want.
No, don't.
No, don't recommend that.
I do not consent to that. But yeah, so send us a message on our socials or on our Gmail and let us know which film or series you'd like us to watch. And then we'll chat about it and we'll name check you and say thank you so much, beep, for recommending this. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll be like, fuck, beep, for like actually making us watch this piece of beep.
I love that we're like bleeping bad language as well as the person saying for no reason.
Yeah. Like I swear all the time on this, and it's like, but I think it brings your eye or your ear towards the swear when it's brought out like that.
It's like when they're on TV and they say like the F word, you're like, just say the word. We know the word you're talking about.
I know.
Say the F word.
Yeah. It's 11 o'clock at night, dude. It's 11 o'clock. Like you can basically show.
Say what you like. Yeah.
A lot of stuff. I think apart from hardcore porn, you can show a lot on television post 9 p.m. So
you can.
Do you remember that show we used to show on TV3?
Which one?
It was like
the babe station thing.
No, it was called like, it was called something like The Anatomy of Sex or something. And it was like literally, it had the vagina cam.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. Oh,
my God, it was unbelievable.
That was grim. Yeah, yeah.
That was so bad. Like you saw
that made for an uncomfortable night in work, all right?
I know. And like that. So I'd be walking down the corridor in TV3 and there'd be politicians lined up to talk to Vincent Brown. And that program was on 3E. The
monitors, yeah.
The other channel that TV3 used to have. And like people used to just literally be like, can you turn that off, please?
People just going red and silent. Like,
I know. Joan Bruton just like, what?
Turn that off, please.
Very good. That's a very good.
Thank you very much. Oh, I meant to say to you, Regina King's character is called Sister Knight.
Oh, Sister Knight. Okay, yeah.
I found it out eventually.
Okay.
It took a surprising amount of Googling for that.
Because I actually was like just looking it up. I was like, where is it? Oh, actually, it's on the Wikipedia page. Mm. It's like on the main Watchmen series Wikipedia page, like just a little bit down. But her name is Angela Abar.
Yes.
And then her like pseudonym is Sister Knight then. Yeah, she's a Tulsa police detective in a nun's habit and a balaclava.
Hence the Sister Knight thing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, and actually one of the guys says that like this woman in dressed up in a nun's outfit. And I was just like, really? It's a nun's outfit? Don't see any nuns dressing like that.
Mm.
But whatever. It is what it is. So that's what we're going to do for next week. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you get your suggestions into us nice and early. And,
yeah. I think we might, we'll rope it off. So this episode will be out Wednesday. And then we'll take the nominees into account on maybe Friday afternoon or something. Yep. Awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah. Our fate is in your hands.
It is.
For 1 week only, of course. That'll be fun.
I love that, for 1 week only, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more.
Not doing this again.
only your only chance to like, wreck our heads with.
Just imagining receiving like, oh, I want you to watch this 1976 independent Japanese film from some director who's dead, and it's 4.5 hours long, and
none of those, please.
Yeah. Now that I've said that, that's all we're gonna get.
That's all we're gonna get. Yeah. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully there might be some gems in there that we both haven't thought about.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Really? Okay, well, guys.
I think that's a wrap, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
So look, get those nominations into us and we'll put it on Instagram. Why did you podcast on the stories, or I'll put up a post or something saying which ones got or the nominees, maybe like the top three or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you later.
Easy. Bye. Bye.